Right now, the Observation Deck with Gordo, brought to us by Tylock George Eye Care.
Thank you, Craig. I think all three of us at different times have been obsessed with that thing that Mark Cuban did early in his life when he bought the lifetime pass on American Airlines for $250,000. He bought a pass that allowed him to fly, I want to say, was it first class everywhere?
Yeah, I think so.
For the rest of his natural born life, he gets to fly free on American Airlines first class. Now, it's interesting that Mark did that because he was obviously already a multimillionaire when he did it. It was after the sale of one of his first companies.
Yeah.
But before, he was a billionaire. So I guess part of him was betting on the fact that he wouldn't become a billionaire and would want to fly commercial. Because once you go billionaire, you get the private jet. So I don't know when the last time he even used this thing was.
Right, that's a good question.
But the idea of getting unlimited flights wherever you want to go, just to get a hankering to, you can go wherever you want. That was magical to me. And now it sounds like a beating in a way.
Jeez.
Which is sad, right?
Yeah, I don't know what happened to Travel Gordo.
I know. He's about to crank up again. You just wait.
Okay.
You just wait. And that's fine
if you don't want to. It's just...
two plane tickets. One for me and one for my motorcycle to sit next to me. It's my emotional support machine.
Yeah, I wouldn't rule that out.
But this dude, I read about a story in... I think he was out of here, as a matter of fact. Out of Dallas and Fort Worth. He was getting free flights as well, but he didn't buy the $250,000 bond option. The $250,000. He falsely posed as a flight attendant to get dozens of free flights. Tyron Alexander is his name, 35 years of age, found guilty by a federal jury of taking 34 free flights that he obtained by pretending to be a flight attendant or pilot. He's also accused of entering a secure area of the Fort Lauderdale International Airport under false pretenses.
Okay, but wouldn't you have to have a legit ID that you were with the airline?
I would think so, but maybe he had one that was fake enough. Or maybe, because in my mind, when I first read it, I'm like, would I want to take a free flight if I had to do drink service the whole time? Is he having to perform the duties of a flight attendant?
No, isn't he probably the one who just sits in the jump seat or something? And
you know what they call that? Deadheading.
Yeah, deadhead.
I learned that from a friend who's in the industry.
And it has nothing to do with the Grateful Dead?
No.
Huh. Those jump seats seem a little rickety.
Yeah, but you're flying free.
Yeah. True.
Just like Cuban.
What if that was the deal? You paid $250,000, but you had to sit in a jump seat. It's all flimsy. It's like a bleacher seat out there. Are bleachers one of the most uncomfortable things ever?
Yes. Yeah. Metal bleachers. People have spent hours and hours at long football games on metal bleachers.
Did you ever invest in one of the
metal
bleacher seat add-ons?
Yeah, if you have a kiddo that plays really any sport, but that's a big booster club thing for high school football teams. Sell your team's chair that hooks onto the metal bleacher, and that gives you some back support, comfy seat.
So I bet you the deal is that the same company that makes the bleachers makes the add-on seats.
Probably.
So they know that they can create a market by making their first product so uncomfortable.
Yeah.
That you have to invest in some sort of hemorrhoid avoidance device. But are they comfortable, the add-on seat?
Yeah.
They make them now with memory foam and...
I don't know, some sort of foam, but it's a lot more comfortable than sitting on a flipping bleacher.
True. This dude, he was indicted on these charges in Florida, but it says that he, I think, went online and when he was booking flights, would claim that he was a flight attendant. So I'm wondering if it's the case where he didn't have to wear his uniform or anything. It was that one of the perks of being a flight attendant is you get free flights, some amount of free flights, I guess. And so he was just traveling as an off-duty flight attendant.
Yeah.
And if that's the case, why didn't anyone else find this loophole? Why didn't I find the little checkbox on the online form that said, are you a flight attendant?
It seems like
I would have been checking that the whole time.
You'd have to give your worker ID number or your flight attendant union number or something like that.
I know.
I don't see how he beat the system like that.
Well, he beat the system from 2018 to 2024.
That's incredible.
It's a pretty good little run.
Number one.
Wow, we got to get this guy a ticket stop.
Well, let's not reward him.
We have to get him out of jail
for doing this. He claimed to have worked for 7 different carriers at different times. He was convicted on 4 counts of wire fraud, 1 count of falsely entering the airport secure area. He was represented by attorneys from the public defender's office. It's always a little bit wheels off. But yeah, he booked more than 100 flights total. But he was only convicted of 34. So maybe he successfully argued the other 50-10-11. Faces 20 years in prison. Another criminal, as an idiot, was in South Carolina. He went on he had a police chase. Cops were after him. He was in a tractor excavator that could only go 3 miles an hour. And the cops were following him, chasing him in air quotes. Is it air quotes or scare quotes?
I've always heard air.
Yeah, I wish we knew.
But they were chasing him, and it was so slow that at various times the cops just had to stop so they wouldn't pass the excavator. And they noticed this wild excavator at 3:30 in the morning. I think the cops were stopped on some other thing, and they saw an excavator crossing the road. And they're like, what's going on with that guy at 3:30 in the morning? And then that's when they
leave me alone, I'm just driving off,
pursued him. And had to chase him, and they had to stop and wait for him to catch up to the chase a few times. This went on for an hour and a half.
God, what
they
a waste
chased him
of time.
For an hour and a half. Yeah, if you're the cops, why don't you just jump up on the thing and knock him?
High speed. It's
I guess, are they afraid of a Jeremy, what's his name, incident?
Yeah.
Renner?
Yeah, Jeremy Renner.
Get caught beneath the thing, you fall off.
Always getting run over by.
It happened one time.
Skid steers or something. But yeah, they say several cars immediately joined the very slow speed pursuit. I guess civilians thought, well, hell, this one's so slow speed, I might as well get in line, get in the procession. Hour and 12 minutes is what it says. And the 53-year-old driver was arrested for failure to stop. 2 counts of malicious injury to real property. I swear, some of these crimes are so made up sounding. Malicious injury to real property.
Real property.
Yeah. How many different kinds of property are there? There's intellectual property.
Yeah.
Real property.
And then just property.
Well, what's in the just property category?
There's...
I don't get it. How's that happen? Have you ever driven a skid steer?
No.
Do you plan on it before you die?
No.
Wouldn't mind it.
Okay, that was the end of that conversation.
Wouldn't mind it.
I have, and it's fun.
Yeah?
Yeah, because you can turn real violently. It's similar to a zero turn. Haven't you driven one of those?
No, as a matter of fact, I have not. I've looked at them, but I haven't bought one. Yeah.
See, I don't get why...
I've driven one.
In your palatial estate, that you haven't got a zero turn. They're much faster.
I know.
But is it just newer technology that you are unfamiliar with, so when it came time to buy, you bought what you knew?
Yes, and...
They're more expensive, too.
And this is an unnatural fear. I kind of fear those things.
What?
Just like the zero turn. Like you were talking the other day, how you can just...
whip it around,
flip them on a dime, and all of a sudden, I don't know, someone comes out the bring you a cold drink and you don't see them. I don't know. They seem unsafe to me.
Sounds like Donnie with the cigarette and the gas.
It's an unnatural fear, but I just have an unnatural fear of zero turns.
Well, why don't you test drive one and see what it's like?
Why don't you stop yelling at me, okay? And just let me cut the grass the way I want to cut it.
But I want you to cut it more efficiently and quickly.
I do a lot of thinking on my little riding lawnmower, and I like it.
Do you? Yeah. Hey, speaking of, since we're getting into lawn mowing season full force,
we've been there for about 2 months, Chief.
Some of us have.
Yeah.
Some of us have let it gone to seed. It's about 3 feet high. You are wearing ear protection, correct?
Huh?
Oh, gosh. George, please. Just buy
what
yourself.
What do you want me to wear?
What, you really don't wear anything.
Uh-uh. It's not that loud.
It is loud, Giorgio. It's not doing you any favors, and I want you to protect your brain. So if I buy you the earmuffs, like at a gun range, it's the same thing you wear at a gun range. You wear those. Will you wear them and protect your hearing?
I protected my hearing when I went hunting. I always did ears.
Okay, so that offers you some protection when you're mowing the lawn, is that you used them when you went hunting.
I'm telling you, the tractor that I drive right now is not that loud.
Yeah, not now, not anymore.
Because you can't hear. Get some of the headphones that are Bluetooth, and you can listen to your favorite podcasts.
Yeah,
or
get noise canceling
or music. You can listen to bird dog stuff.
Okay.
Well, I mean,
You should protect your hearing because it's connected to brain health and all that.
I
mean, maybe they'll discover that's not true later on. But still,
that's
no harm
in.
That's what you're banking on.
Okay.
But all these theories just aren't right.
I'm done giving you a health pep talk.
The end.